morning, good afternoon, and good night. And welcome to T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. The most fun you'll ever listen to while you're folding your clothes. Now let's get this straight. This is not your average podcast. T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio is super fun, super crazy. It's pretty much an in-your-face conversation. That's the good thing about us. We don't do interviews. We do conversations. All of my guests, all of my co-hosts, we chill. We drink, we play games, we have the song of the week, we have the creative curse word of the week, as long as you're having fun as our guest. Speaking of guests, each week I'm going to go through my whole contact list and dive headfirst into the world of music, gaming, exotic cars, tech, strippers probably, doctors probably strippers that are only stripping so they can pay for tuition to become a doctor. You never know. My wife is a certified bartender. She'll make you a drink while you're here. We'll get you drunk and make you play VR after. It's a lot going on, but that's what it's all about over here at T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. See you soon, baby!
Well, in this episode, Bruce accuses me of control issues and why I've never. We'll talk to that. We'll talk to someone about Twitter, my Twitter as well. First, I'll tell you about blindsgalore.com, family-owned and run. First place to buy custom window treatments online. Over 20 years they've been in business, and over 2 million windows, including my studio and my house and just about every property I own has blinds galore, blinds hanging. By the way, they have shutters, they have drapes, they have blackout drapes. Get them, especially when it gets hot. Ooh, keeps the heat out. Motorized window coverings that connect you to your Amazon Alexa. Not the generic cut-down products you'll find at the hardware store. All blinds and shades are custom-made and built to your exact measurements. Build a blind tool. Lets you create and customize window treatments to see exactly what they'll look like on screen before you buy. If you have questions, their expert customer care team will help you every step of the way, online or on the phone. It's Blinds Galore, right, Matt?
BlindsGalore.com is the best place to get designer blinds and shades without a designer price. Order up to 15 free samples from Blinds Galore today to get started and take up to 45% off when you check out. That's BlindsGalore.com and let them know Adam sent you.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a church. We're going to mend it. Get it on. Dr. Bruce is filling in ably for Dr. Drew this week. So far, so good. Yeah,
don't jinx me.
You got up to bat. First show. Made good contact. Got a nice stand-up double.
I'm a switch hitter. I'm going to try left side this time.
Okay. I'm going to move the other side of the plate. So let's see. What are your thoughts, Bruce? What's going on? What's trendy in medicine these days? What's new? What are people doing?
Besides the dead elephant in the waiting room, the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of my time spent getting people off their prescription opiates.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's in pain medicine. I'm doing some work there. And then addiction medicine, again, mostly in a lot of opiates. And then people during COVID started drinking again, didn't like their live AA meetings. They didn't like their virtual meetings.
And mm-hmm.
So I think like a lot of things, if, you know, people that had businesses, my son-in-law's a dentist and he's booked through next February. So,
yeah, unintended consequences. That's my whole thing. You can't shut down society and expect there to not be more addiction or suicide or teen depression or whatever the hell we're talking about.
Right, which is the other travesty about shutting down society the way they did for so long and then comparing states where they didn't. But, of course, I don't want to get political. I will be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
States where they didn't. I know, like California.
Oh, my
so
God.
So fucking insane living here based on nothing. We touched on a little bit in the last show, but we never really got to it, which is therapeutics. We're constantly talking about a vaccine. All the news and all the politicians always vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. I heard someone speaking about this, and they basically said, you know, we never got a vaccine for AIDS. We just got therapeutics that worked. AZT. So, and the triple cocktail or whatever it was, but we didn't get an AIDS vaccine per se. We just found out effective therapeutics. Is that
right? Different viruses, they mutate more rapidly than others, and the mechanism by which they infect is different. So it's sort of apples and oranges. The coronavirus is one that you can make a vaccine, and there are variants now. But as far as
yeah, I'm glad to have a vaccine. But what I'm saying is why was the therapeutics talk never on the table?
Well, with COVID, the therapeutics talk was all over there. There have been hundreds of studies. I mean, melatonin was looked at and hydroxychloroquine. I don't think the jury's still out on hydroxychloroquine. Luvox for, you know, the long hauler syndrome. But as far as the treatment, it was the dexamethasone and there were, you know, antivirals. So there's a regimen that was pursued aggressively. The fact that this is a virus that's amenable to a vaccine is why it was pursued so vigorously. I mean, they're still working on an HIV vaccine, I believe. I'm not up on virology.
Wow.
But it's much more difficult for that type of virus to develop a vaccine for it.
I think there was a study recently on hydroxychloroquine. But
something
it had
just
to be,
came out.
It had to be taken in concert with zinc and one other medication.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm still taking, you know, I'm talking to Drew a year ago. There was quercetin, zinc, vitamin E, and, you know, there was just the regimen. Then lysine, which is an amino acid, a gram of lysine a day. So things that had antiviral activity independent of COVID were also recommended. Were you taking the quercetin?
No.
Drew was, you know, I would just talk to him from time to time. What are you doing now? And he's a master of the literature and distilling down what's going on out there.
Someone's got a 14-year-old. He's got a parenting question.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Jeff, 42, North Carolina.
Hey, Ace. How's it going?
Hi, Guy.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I actually have a personal health question, too, if you have time. If not, I can call back. I thought I was calling into your show. So,
all right.
If you have a minute.
Go ahead.
But 14-year-old boy, good kid, good attitude. And then as soon as we start doing anything, we just dug a couple of post holes in the backyard, and he turns into super quiet, unhappy anytime we're doing something that he doesn't want to do. I know part of that's being a teenager, but just any thoughts you and Dr. Bruce might have on if that's a very normal thing or if we need to address that more.
When did puberty start? Puberty, when did that start?
So he's lagging behind in that department. Growth spurt wise and that sort of thing.
Right,
so he hasn't quite hit his stride.
Right, but does he have any axillary hair, pubic hair? I mean, he started or?
No, actually. I see very little. Let me say
I got a super lazy, just turned 15-year-old myself. I don't know how much of it is like nature or nurture. You know, my kids personally just aren't used to doing shit they don't want to do. I'm actually the only person who does shit they don't want to do on a regular basis. Everyone else is sworn off of doing things they don't want to do. So I'm quite well versed in doing shit I don't want to do. It's basically been the theme of my life. And eventually you can convert things you don't want to do into things you don't mind doing, and then sometimes even things you look forward to doing. But most kids, I mean, you know, your kids aren't growing up in my house, but there's a muscle that needs to be worked out, which is doing shit you don't want to do. And I speak personally for my son. He just doesn't have that muscle. He's just quite used to doing shit he wants to do. And that's kind of his world. I try to, you know, get him to help me build the movie theater at the house or do the whatever. He puts in 10 minutes and calls it a day.
Our
same
kids,
way.
Is Joey related to Sonny? Or no, my son's 21. It's okay, Dad.
Yeah, they've all been detuned. They all watch like too much video. They all order too much Grubhub, and they just kind of thing where it's like the nanny. First off, I don't even know why they have a nanny, but we have a nanny, and the nanny's cooking chicken the other night, and I come walking in. And I'm like, all right, what are we doing? Chicken. All right, let's do chicken. And then I see her making a sandwich. And I'm like, what are you making a sandwich for? And I said, well, Sonny wants a sandwich. I thought we were eating chicken. Oh, yeah, we're eating chicken. Sonny wants something else. Look, I tell him no. Like, it's not on the table. Like, literally, off the table.
The problem
not an
is
option.
He's not in an environment where there's the desperation you had. What if you said with your mother, whoever was, whatever raccoon was raising you, you said, no, I don't want what they're serving.
Well, they weren't serving anything, so it would have never come up. But if the off chance they did serve stuff, then that's it. That's what you ate.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, Sonny's he's in control.
Yeah, it's a little different environment.
And an hour later, the home theater system is going to be built, and he's going to be sitting there using it. But what are you going to do? So this guy, but I'd say, hey, there's early, mid, and late adolescence. So early adolescence is characterized by the kid starts to gravitate away from you. You become, even if you were his best friend, you're just a big pain in the ass, and he gravitates into a peer group. You just have to hope the peer group aren't the goth. Well, I don't want to get criticized for mentioning any other kind of peer group, but you know what I'm saying? In other words, that's when they individuate, and that lasts for a couple of years, and then they start to have their own ideas and their own behaviors. But early on like this, he's going to start rejecting spending time with you. He's going to be very grumpy.
Early adolescence. My thing, I just did this with Sonny the other day. I said to him, go get a haircut. And he's like, I'll do it later, whatever. And I was like, you're getting a haircut today. And he's like, I don't need blah, blah, blah. I said, look, I got the cold tub at my house now.
Come
I go,
on.
So here are your choices. Either in the cold tub, or you can walk to the Supercuts and get a haircut. Those are your options for today. And he was like, well, I just went in the swimming pool at Barry's house. I was like, haircut, cold tub. Your decision. Those are the only two. Those are the only two options for this Saturday.
And?
So what do you want to do? The little puss went and got a haircut.
Well, he doesn't have adolescent oppositional disorder. What if he'd flipped you off and jumped in the cold? Then what would you do? See, they.
Well, the thing about him is he's a good dude.
Yeah.
He just has no concept of doing shit he doesn't want to do, which is what we were bred on. I mean, it's like that. Every part of my waking hours as a kid was just doing shit I didn't really feel like doing. That was what being a kid was.
Right. But knowing Sonny, I think what happens is you're going to hear between the ages of 15 and 18, you're going to start hearing stories where you go, really? My son? Where he's taking initiative, he on his own, in his own sphere of activity.
Oh, yeah. No, he's good. He goes out on the road with me and, works the merch table and stuff like that. I mean, he has his...
Yeah.
That's the stuff he's into.
Yeah, he's a great kid to hang around with, even with adults. He knows more sports than anyone I know. I mean,
he's a great.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. My overall thing with everyone is part of becoming an adult is just doing shit you don't want to do, and I'm having a lot of trouble with people that don't who are some people are in their 30s and. Carry that.
I was going to bring my son here because no, dude, I want to listen to Adam give me a hard time.
Wait
a second.
What's he putting on his pizza these days? Cucumbers?
He's buying his own pizzas.
Oh, good.
But listen, you have some. Now, I'm not your therapist, but you have some control issues too. You got to admit that.
Mm.
And I think that it chafes against you that you know what's. You see.
Hold on. I want to know what my control issues are. First, I want to tell you about True Niagen. Oh, man. Used to drink too much coffee during the day. Not anymore. I got the True Niagen. True Niagen fuels the body's energy engine, maintains cellular metabolism, and supports heart health. More energy. You don't need the extra cups of coffee. I've been taking True Niagen for over a year now, and Dr. Drew has been doing it for quite a long time as well. There's 11 published human clinical studies, and it's backed by Nobel Prize winners. True Niagen is a supplement clinically proven to boost NAD levels and essential coenzyme required for cellular energy and repair. And I took it this morning. I take it every single morning. It makes recovery better and workouts better. New customers, by the way, can save 10% on the first purchase at TrueNiagen.com/ADS. Use the code ADS. That's TrueNiagen.com/ADS. Right, Matt?
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, control issues.
Oh.
What are they?
Your control issues?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think you have the ability to see, to quickly analyze a situation and get a pretty good idea of what's the next step that should be taken. In a lot of ways, if you were my dad, I think I'd chafe a little at you, even if you're right, even if it's like this, if you do this. And mm-hmm. and I think you feel like with your upbringing, you didn't have that direction. So
why does that fall under the heading of a control issue?
Well, because I think sometimes with control issue, I'm not sure how far it goes. But in other words, wanting him to do certain things. So control issues, you want
to stop talking because I move away from the microphone. You and Drew are the same guy. It's like, God forbid I take a sip of coffee. So I go, shut it down. Like. Just keep talking. I'm moving something because you're talking, and I'm getting away from my microphone, so you don't have to stop talking.
We both have that startle response.
I'll try to take a sip of water. We'll see how this works.
Oh, my God. I'm finding that very threatening.
Dr. Drew's the same way, right? The second I take a sip, he'll, like, stop talking. Like,
well, he's a lot smarter than me. You know, we're both half-Jewish neurotics.
All right, control issues. Sorry, back.
You don't think you have some control issues?
I don't really know how to define control issues.
My perception of you is I'm not your son, but if I'm doing something with you, you're not going to, you don't suffer fools. It's like, this is the right, here's the way to do it. If you're not doing it that way, you're going to.
I don't know. Matt, you see me every day.
Oh, my God.
I'm constantly telling you how to do things.
No, you do not micromanage me in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, bro.
Why is everyone laughing at me?
Because
I don't know, because I feel like there's a perception of me that doesn't really live in reality.
Well, here's what I will say. You say on your show that controlling the language is very important. And
right.
I do think, just as in the nature of being a broadcaster, you do try to control the language in that you're trying to send the conversation down a particular path. So there are examples of you talking with someone else and wanting to try to get them to understand your way of seeing a particular issue. I don't know if that makes sense.
No.
It's all right. But it's not.
I mean, I'm not saying it. It's not like saying you're an asshole or something. I'm just saying.
It's
an
offense. I think my biggest problem is lack of boundaries or lack of control.
Lack of boundaries? Interesting.
I don't care what people do for the most part. Matt. In the years that I've known you, you said, like, I got to leave early on Friday or I can't come in on Monday or whatever. Have I ever said no?
That has never happened.
Okay, so if I have a control issues and my assistant says, oh, I'm not going to be here Monday, when I say, oh, you better be here on Monday, isn't that control?
So there are traits and disorders amongst personality issues like this. I'm just saying traits. I'm saying that you don't suffer fools.
I don't mind dumb people. I don't like dumb people who think they're smart.
No, but teenagers are by definition dumb people. Teenagers are in that phase between being very clumsy and inarticulate and dumb.
I know. I'm defensive about
you
control
are. I don't know
issues.
I don't mean in a disorder sense. I mean
I don't have control issues.
No,
I have ways. I have certain fields of first things first. I have things I know, like carpentry and comedy, and then things I don't know. If I don't know something, I always defer to, how do you want to do this? What's the best way to do it? What do you think? I have no idea how this works.
I control. That was a bad choice of words. Let me rephrase it. I think that if you're dealing with any human being, you have certain expectations of responsibility, of promptness. At that age, they drive you nuts. And I'm just saying.
I'm not even driven nuts by Sonny at all. I just realize he's got to learn to work.
Mm.
Mm. I don't. Matt, have I ever said to you, oh, man, guess what Sonny did today? That's that's out of my dominion.
No. I've never heard nothing that you don't hear on the air. I've never heard anything like that.
I don't really care what most people do. The problem is I know it might not be successful for them, and I'll oftentimes
my kids
try
would
to
say
coach
I have
them up.
My son would say I have control issues, and I have with him because he's got a certain personality where he's very quiet, and if he doesn't do what he knows I want him to do, then he gets very quiet, not confrontive, and he doesn't do it. So he would say, yeah, my dad, he wants me to do it a certain way. He says I can choose, but no, he really is controlling. So I don't think I'm pathologic, but I'm saying.
Well, I wanted Sonny to get his hair cut.
Yeah.
And it's such an ongoing thing. Like you tell him, he negotiates. You tell him next week, he negotiates again. It's a huge time suck. And I knew he did not want to get his ass into that cold tub. But I also wanted him to get a haircut. I didn't want to deal with it anymore. So I said cold tub or haircut, basically knowing he was going to go get his haircut. And that was a time saver for me.
Hmm.
But you call that control issues. Interesting, Bruce.
Uh-oh.
All right. Let me tell you about 10,000. I've been wearing their 7-inch interval shorts with the liner and the lightweight shirt for a while now. Highest quality, best fitting, most comfortable training shorts I've ever worn. No middleman, so you get to premium fabrics, trim, and techniques that other brands simply can't afford. A team of over 200 athletes test their gear to ensure the perfect design, fabric, trim, and fit. This is great quality stuff, people. Do yourself a favor. Get yourself some 10,000. Over 9,500 five-star reviews, free shipping and returns, and lifetime guarantee. It's 10,000, right, Matt?
10,000 is offering our listeners 15% off your purchase. Go to 10,000.cc and enter code ADS to receive 15% off your purchase. That is 10,000.cc and enter code ADS.
All right. Yes.
I'd love to ask Drew if you have control issues.
You and Drew sit around and
it's 3 a.m. and
first off, who's nuttier, me or Drew? Drew can't even come in here and not like whack the mic. Drew, if you tell him, if you give him some weird marching orders, he'll fuck it up in the first 10 seconds, like every time. Drew can't rinse a coffee mug. He literally cannot rinse his coffee mug. He can't shut the bag on the nuts or the pretzels. Like Drew is far crazier than I am. He's much more neurotic than I am.
Are you neurotic?
No, not at all. I mean, that's why he's far more. But yes, I am. He's far more. I would say, I don't know. What do you think, Matt?
Who's nuttier between you and Dr. Drew?
Yes.
Come on, Matt.
Yeah,
right. You want to stay working here?
Strikes me that all of the things you just listed about Drew are things that you can't control. When he comes in with the nuts, when he won't rinse a coffee mug, these are things you have tried to control for that he will not acquiesce.
Well, that's
I'm just
true.
Pointing it out. I'm not saying that you have control issues, but it was ironic that those were the examples you used to prove Drew's nuttier than you.
Or you have valid requests and he's passive aggressive. It could be his problem. Mm.
He is passive aggressive. If you tell him, if you told him not to bring up your hair, he would bring up your hair sooner than he would have if you didn't tell him
accurate
to do it. That's an accurate Drew thing.
Also,
right?
If you tell Drew something like, we're going to start the show, I want you to wait 30 seconds and then start doing an ad or start doing a spot, he will wait for the music to end, and before you can even introduce the show, he'll go, here's our friends at...
Right. Midas. Yeah. Yes. That's... yeah. All right.
Or it's 3 a.m. in Greece. I'd love to call.
All right. Take a quick break. We'll be back with Dr. Bruce right after this. All right, let's see. Vince, 39, wants to talk about crazy lady on Bill Maher. I didn't see her. I didn't bring this up. Maybe
she's part of the panel.
Gary will refresh us.
Yeah, we can play the clip. He gave us some time codes of a clip that he's fond of.
Okay, let's see it.
You know what else killed people? Nobody in the health hierarchy ever suggested to the American people that the best way to stay away from a bad outcome from this virus was to get yourself in better physical shape. They never suggested
that. Talk about that.
And that's mostly what killed people.
There's really no short-term physical shape thing in the midst of a pandemic that's spreading.
Are you kidding? We have.
Am I going to lose 50 pounds?
Well, we have.
No. Okay.
Well, yeah. Anyone could.
Not in 3-4 months. Right?
Well, it lasted over a year.
Yes. Yeah, and I lost 40 pounds, I'm proud to say.
Yeah,
yeah. Right. I mean, I might as well brag, right?
Well, 78% of the people who died were obese.
Yes, exactly. So, and that's why I hid in my house until I got vaccinated. And now I'm vaccinated and I am out and I'm like willing to kiss you, Bill.
Yeah, Bill likes him 30 years younger, 70 pounds lighter, and a little closer to the Asian side. But other than that...
Caller Vince, who sent us that clip, is online too, actually.
Oh, okay. Vince?
Adam, yeah, what'd you think of the clip?
I think Bill is speaking like a logical human being who's saying, if this in fact is killing people that are morbidly obese, then why not get yourself out of the group that would be considered morbidly obese. This is a pretty normal thought. It used to be normal in this society. Also, I think what Bill is talking about is just wild inconsistencies. So you're going to sit there and never stop talking about the horrors of COVID-19 if you're CNN. It's a nonstop droning on of the horrors of this that's ravaging and death toll and stuff, but you never bring up the fact that if you could get yourself out of this group called morbidly obese and into average and healthy, that it would probably not be a death sentence for you. And
go ahead.
And it's basically like, why are we talking about gastro bypass surgery, and why are we talking about, you know, Weight Watchers? How about we start talking about exercise and diet and taking walks and focusing on your health? Like, you know, we're nuts. And then we're going to shame anyone who brought that up. But also, we didn't want a cure for it. We wanted a vaccine. We did not want a holistic approach to this thing. It was an opportunity. I've spoken about it a million times. It was an opportunity for us to talk about weight and health and all that. They didn't talk about it. They covered it up. They covered up the obesity thing. They covered up the age thing. I argued with everyone, where are the ages? Where are the ages? Where are the ages? Give us the ages of the people that died. Oh, there's a HIPAA thing. Bullshit. They never gave it to us.
Yeah, well.
That's all they do is give us ages when someone dies, but not in this case.
Yeah.
No, well, more ages.
Death certificates, killed on a motorcycle, positive COVID test 2 weeks before. Oh, COVID death.
Right.
Now, I just said that, and there are people out there that will probably...
Nobody cares about you.
Nobody cares about me, but they'll probably send you...
No, I don't care about them, so that works out. Okay. So, yeah, Adam, Vince.
What I was thinking about the clip was how he says, you know, all we got to do is get healthy. And she goes, how am I going to lose 60 pounds in 3 months? And he goes, what? He goes, I'm just talking about getting healthy. And she goes, well, I lost 40 pounds. I just found it the most, like, maximum stupidity and contradiction within 1 minute I've ever seen in my life. I don't know what she's saying there.
She's like, how am I going to lose 40 pounds in 3 months? He's like, you had a year and a half.
But it's also, like, I did lose 40 pounds. And it's like, well, why did you say you couldn't?
She's a fucking idiot.
You know, it's funny. I was listening to it while I was in the store as a podcast. Mm-hmm. And then I got home and I just watched the clip real quick. And I look at her and I was like, yep, that's just like the person. It's exactly like the person.
Well, she must write for the New York Times or be on NPR or something. Like, you have to, I don't know what her credentials are, but is there something like that?
No, but it's suddenly okay to disagree with the party line and Bill Maher the other.
Omar.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. What are her credentials, Gary?
She's a political scientist, but beyond that, I'm still reading here.
Mm-hmm. All right, worked for the Reagan campaign back in the day. Let me tell you about Humble CBD, based out of Southern California. Humble makes it easy, and they make an insanely great hemp-derived CBD product for any occasion. Humble is committed to helping you stay grounded no matter what life brings. Their line of CBD products is geared to help you focus, relax, recover, and more. Only for my listeners, Humble is offering 25% off your first order. Just use the promo code HUMBLE to save on your entire order. That's right, site-wide. So go on there, go on their website, humblecbd.com, and get what you need. And you can choose from any product that meets your needs and get 25% off your first order site-wide. Stay grounded with Humble CBD. All right.
In 2015, she became a lecturer at a college. In 2019, she applied to get on the tenure track and was denied. So she resigned and started working for a think tank, and then more recently launched a super PAC called Strike PAC, which she calls a war machine for the left.
Oh, she's going to a think tank. Jesus Christ. She can't fucking think at all. These people are insane. Gabriel, 46, Florida.
Yeah, hey. How you doing, Adam? Drew?
Hi, guy.
My name's Gabe.
Yeah, well, that's...
Hey, Gabe.
Hey, Gabe. That's Bruce.
Hey. So I've been a Fairweather fan for both of you guys for probably the past 25 years. From Adam back on The Man Show and Drew on MTV. And every once in a while when I resonate with what you guys are saying, I tune in. And lately I've been tuning in a little bit more, especially through Adam on Twitter. And I've just been following you on there. And on or around June 3rd, you said some tweets that were a little different. And I'm assuming they were partly sarcastic. And I just want to know the motivation behind it.
Mm-hmm.
To see what you were, because it was a little outside of the norm. Normally, you're very brash and mean and have a very certain perspective, which is great. I think it's cool because it helps people see where they stand on the barometer scale.
Mm-hmm.
But you were talking in a way about masks and not ending up like Texas. And there's some sarcasm, but also some I couldn't tell whether you're being sarcastic or not, but it was a different approach. Can you tell me a little bit about what your mindset was and trying a different approach on Twitter, if you recall what you're doing around
I just
June 3rd.
Like fucking with dumb people, and you know, when they're talking about California, and I just go, "Oh, are we better? Because we could end up like Texas, which is fucking open and not having any problems."
Adam doesn't know it, but he's trolling.
I'm trolling. That's right. It's called trolling. I don't know the gay terms there, Gary.
That's why I'm here to help
you guys. You're ensconced in that community.
Yeah, that's why I'm here with the assist.
Yeah, I like to troll people. You know, someone will tweet me and go, "I know 5 people who died of COVID," and then I just write back, "I know 6 people." Because I don't know why you have to tell me how many people you died of COVID, hero. I get it. People died of COVID. Fat people and old people mainly, but people died of COVID. I get it. So they tell me, you know, "Oh, easy for you to sit and make fun of the teachers union from your $7 million home," and I just write 7.3. Because I want them to get it right.
What do you think you can do to wake people up to a different reality than what the news tells them?
I think people are going to... You can't hear one story about how the news got it wrong. You have to hear 750 stories about how the news got it wrong, and then maybe. I think it's a lot. I think, you know, quitting CNN is sort of like quitting smoking. You don't statistically have to try 13 times before it takes. You know what I mean? And I think it's the same way. If you take a look at anything, any addiction, smoking, drinking, or whatever, there's some sort of statistic that basically says, well, nobody makes it the first time they try to quit smoking. They make it the 13th time they try to quit smoking. And once CNN gets busted enough being wrong about everything all the time and retracts enough and has to pay Nicholas Sandman out for the Covington Catholic school kid and all that, because once it'll get to some saturation level with people where they go, maybe.
I don't know. I think this is the right wing. They have their way of believing in what they believe in, the patriotism. The left wing, it's a secular religion. And there's an elitism, and then there's a religious fervor about what they believe.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people like young Gary over here. Probably, I've used him as an example before, probably believed 86% of what CNN said 5 years ago, and now it's in the mid-30s. That's
It's fair.
It's what CNN did. They kept being wrong about shit over and over. You know, like, oh, the Trump got his goons to attack people in the park to clear the space so he could take a photo op in front of the church. And then a year later, it's like, oh, they were working on that 2 days before. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but if you talk,
get enough of that.
Except those people, because
zealots. They're not. You can't move them, but you'll take another group, and you will move them. I mean, you're seeing it. You're seeing it in Bill Maher. Bill Maher's starting to move away.
Jon Stewart.
On
Stephen Colbert.
Well, not Colbert.
No. Yeah.
All right. Let me tell you about LifeLock. That's right. Recent survey, 330 million people became victims of cybercrime. Another 55 million had their identity stolen. They spent almost 2.7 billion hours trying to resolve their issues. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day, we put our info at risk on the internet. In an instant, cybercriminals could harm your finances and your credit. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number, for sale on the dark web. If you have access to a dedicated restoration specialist if you become a victim. Right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to lifelock.com. Use promo code ADAM for 25% off.
All right. July 3rd, Anchorage, Alaska at Coots, doing stand-up there and doing live pods there as well. And I'm going all over the country. A little scared, but I'm still going to travel. You can. It's scary. You got to wash your hands. You got to do a lot of hand washing.
I got some extra masks.
You got masks?
Adam Carolla Show masks.
But that's the good paper ones.
Yeah. No, no, no.
I like the ones. I like a lot of daylight coming over the bridge of the nose. You got those ones? Oh, but I'm going to be eating a lot of snacks on the plane. Get a mask that's good for snacking. Do you have a snacking mask?
No, I don't.
You don't have a snacking mask? I do a lot of snacking.
Come on, Dr. Brees. Got the Velcro Bruce. Pouch?
He's got the good snack. Oh, there you go. Someone's smoking through their mask. Is that you? That's funny. All right, I need a snacking mask. Or like one of the flap, like old-timey kids' pajamas.
So there is no Adam Carolla Show mask?
I don't think that'd be the ultimate. Probably had some.
There's some gaiters that we had made, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
But the mask, how antithetical to
you. You got
to
wash your hands. You got to wash. Good. Like, you should sing Farah Jaka 9 times when you wash your hands. You understand?
Yeah.
It's all about him. Next show, we're going to talk about hand washing and wiping everything down. Got to use Lysol. Got to wipe it down. All right. Go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows. Until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Bruce. Saying mahalo.
Hey, movie lovers. Who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.